Welcome to week 2 of the high school football season. Jim Field with you on Trojan Preview. It's our weekly visit with Atlantic head football coach Nick Ross, and he sits across from me right now. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me, and thanks for everybody coming out last week. We were really happy with our crowd and glad we could get a win last week for you guys.
Yeah, you had to be happy. That was a real nice crowd to open up the season on the road like that in the warm weather conditions, and the Trojans responded too. I know there's some things after every game that a coach wants to work on, and it wasn't always pretty. But, you know, at the end of the day, the kids stuck with it. They got the job done. A 7-3 win over Clarinda on the road. That's got to feel pretty good.
It does. And you got to credit the kids. We've really worked on, you know, wanting them to be mentally and physically tough and trying to be tougher than their opponents. And that's something that I think helped us on Friday night with, obviously, a big Clarinda team that was going to do some things a little bit untraditionally as far as their offense, running the ball and just pounding away like they do. And obviously the heat last week was a big thing, and it will be again here against Carroll. But really got to credit the kids with being tough enough to last and really take over the game there in the fourth quarter.
Well, untraditional is being polite when it comes to Clarinda offense. It's something you're not going to see ever again, probably until you play Clarinda again down the road, as long as they still have the same coach. But Coach Schill brought in a different-looking scheme, and I know they struggled with it a little bit, too, trying to figure out exactly what they were going to do on game nights. But I thought your kids defensively did a pretty good job sticking with assignments.
Yeah, and they did. It was one thing when you looked at the film, just trying to make up a game plan, you're like, whoa, what the heck is this, really? Because I had heard about it, but I'd never seen it, never played against it, never coached against it. So it was a little nerve-wracking just getting ready for it and hoping that the scheme was going to be right. But regardless of any scheme, if the players show up and do their job, that makes the biggest difference. And you got to credit the kids because they did. They came out and they got the D-line was tough up front. They didn't get pushed around, and sometimes they got some penetration. And no matter what offense you play against, if you can do that up front with your D-linemen, you're going to have some success defensively. So it was a credit to those guys. And then our linebackers were able to get through and make some tackles when the D-line opened things up. And on the secondary, when they did decide to pass, those were all big plays for us. And that was a goal for us. We knew they weren't going to pass a lot, and when they did, we had to be ready for it. So when they did pass, one of the few times, we got an interception. Another time, we got a sack. Another time, we had them scrambling. So that was real credit to our kids being disciplined and assignment sound and then being tough enough to grind it out like that the whole game.
Well, it seems to me over the years watching football that it's a little easier to play good defense that first week because it's really predicated on preparedness and your assignments and things. Offense, a lot about timing, so sometimes those issues can be a little off early on, and it kind of looked that way early a little bit with the Trojans, but overall, what's your assessment of how the offense played for you last week?
Well, you said it. Both sides, both teams, whether it was Clarinda or us, offensively, you could tell the timing wasn't all the way there. Both teams had the ball on the ground, and you know, partially due to being the first game, partially due to our kids were just dripping sweat like they just got out of the shower and couldn't hold on to the dang thing. So that's been a point of emphasis for us, is making sure we hold on to the ball this week. Because we can't, you know, you can't give any football team that many turnovers and expect to win. Glad we did, but we'll have to improve that going forward. Overall, offensively, though, as far as moving the ball, running the ball, offensive scheme-wise, pretty happy. Our linemen showed up, and they really did a good job of being assignment sound, blocking the guys they needed to block. We just have little things like, what, you know, making sure our running back's hitting the right hole or reading the right guy. Making sure our meshes are good, making sure our snaps are good every time. Just tiny little things like you talked about, timing and things that make a huge difference. We've got to get cleaned up so we can continue to improve and be tough.
Well, I thought the running backs did a pretty decent job last week. I'm kind of impressed. I like guys who, you know, if the hole's not there, put your head down and make one, you know. And both Logan Steffens and Brody Peterson were willing to do those things. And I thought the offensive line did a respectable job last week in giving them some opportunities.
Yeah, the line play on both sides of the ball is something that we're happy with right now and that we're going to keep pushing for those guys to continue to do a good job and continue to get better. If you get good line play, that's a huge thing for success in football. So we're happy with those guys, and we'll keep pushing them. As far as the running backs, you said it. We got a couple guys that we kind of joke with them as coaches and make fun of their speed a little bit and all that. But they know what they are. They know they're tough kids that run downhill, and the idea is to get at least 3 yards every play And if we get more, that's a bonus.
Yeah, 7-3 victory last week over Clarinda. The Trojans come out of there with a 1-0 mark, so a winning record coming home to open up the Trojan Bowl season now, as you get your chance for the first time here at home against a Carroll Tiger team that played a pretty tough ball game last week as well. Another low-scoring game, 7-6. They lost to their crosstown rival, Kemper Catholic. Coach, I know you had a chance to study film and to see and then dig into that game a little bit. You know, Kemper Catholic's a pretty good team, so it says a lot about Carroll to be able to hang with a talented team like that with so many kids coming back. What'd they do well last week?
Well, Carroll's always going to do a lot of things well. They're very well coached, and they expect to win. Their players do, and they do a good job. You know, you can tell that their players, number one, expect to win, and that they show that by flying around the football field and really executing their schemes well. So. Carroll's a tough team, and they were a yard away from beating Carroll Kemper. They got stopped on a two-point conversion at the very end of the game. Otherwise, they'd have won. So they were one play away from beating, like you said, a tough Carroll Kemper team. And we don't expect anything, anything less from Carroll. They've given us tough teams ever since I've been in Atlantic, and they're always a good football program. So coming out Friday night, we'll expect them to be, a really difficult matchup for us. But it's a team that we feel like we can play with as well.
Well, when you look down the roster of the key kids offensively for Kemper Catholic, it's senior. So right down the line, these are kids with a lot of experience. Cole Neary, been there, done that, a very good quarterback. Chase Ruepiper had almost 120 yards last week. They got a bunch of kids that receive the ball that are all seniors out there. So you got to figure that they know what they're doing. Carroll did a nice job hanging around in that football game. Was it offense that was struggling a little bit on both sides, or did they just play solid defense?
Well, they kind of played a game like us where the ball was on the ground probably a little more times than they wanted to for both teams. So, but offensively, Carroll, they've got a bunch of talent coming back as well. Got a running back, number 35, who's a tough little kid. And when he gets out in the open field, he is very, very dangerous and hard to even get a hand on. So we got to make sure that we stop him up front. And I would credit Carroll and their defense with the way that game was played, because they were tough. They were hitting and flying around and getting guys to the ball. So we'll expect to see a very good and physical game on Friday night.
Addison Ross, their junior quarterback, hit on half of his passes for 122 yards last week. What kind of a QB is he going to show up to be here this tonight?
Well, he'll be tough. The one thing that Carroll always does a good job is they put a good athlete back there. So you have to deal with their quarterback running the ball as well as passing the ball. And when you watch film, he drops back and throws a couple bombs for 50 yards. The pass traveled 50 yards. So he can test you vertically, and he'll throw the ball. But he'll also scramble and run around a little bit. And you said it, he's 6'3", 195 pounds and athletic. And that's pretty tough in high school. So we'll have to keep him under wraps to make sure that we're successful.
Well, and he's got some nice targets out there to throw to. Nate O'Brien's a senior, caught 5 balls for nearly 100 yards last week. He was his favorite receiver. You touched on Anthony Bierink, the senior, about 90 yards rushing last week. A lot of the holes obviously weren't there for him last week, but a dangerous kind of kid. Are they more of a grind it out, get after you offense? Or, you know, in past years we've seen them when they've had some really strong athletes out there really spread the field and throw the ball. What do you expect to see out of them tonight?
Well, they want to run the ball. That's what Carroll wants to do, and that's, I think, where their specialty is. They've got a pretty nice size offensive line with some really big kids on there. And Bernard, you said, is their running back, and he's their best football player. So they want to get the ball in his hands as much as he can. And if there's a hole there, he'll make you pay. And even if there's not a hole there, he'll bounce around, break some tackles and things like that and make you pay. So they're going to want to run the ball, get it in their best player's hands, and that's who we got to stop.
Well, let's talk Trojans tonight then. We talked about some of the performances last week. Didn't talk about the quarterback performance. Joel Walker, his first starting assignment last week, managed the offense pretty well. He's a kid who can run the ball too. I know I had him in youth football a few years ago. He's a running back then. He's not afraid to stick his nose in there once in a while. The timing just really wasn't there with the passing and things a lot last week, but Clarinda defense had something to do with that too. How much tightening up of things do you expect to see tonight?
Well, you know, as far as quarterback goes, you come out the first game and of your varsity high school career, there's going to be some nerves there. And so we expected some of that stuff. And, you know, Joey, we have a lot of faith in him that he's going to continue to grow and develop. But he did manage the offense very well, made some good plays with his legs. Just got to, you know, take care of the ball a little bit better. But, you know, overall, we expect to see a lot of improvement. And we know that nobody takes – you know, some of those errors and things harder than he does. So he really wants to improve and is putting in the work to do that.
Well, and had a tough opportunity to fumble down close to the goal line last week. You know, you hate to see kids, especially early in their careers, have to suffer through that. But, you know, they're growing experiences too. And now you know the next time you get put in that position.
Absolutely. You know, that's the biggest thing from week one to week two is you want to see a lot of growth. And so I expect us to, you know, act like a little bit more like veterans after having one game under our belt and be a little bit more comfortable out there. And I think we will. Just returning five starters from last year is all. And so we had a bunch of new kids out there, and you got to credit them that, you know, they made mistakes. They made mistakes that you expect young kids to make, but they're able to hang tough and get through those mistakes and ultimately get a win, which is huge. And so we'll expect them to continue to improve, and I know they want to, and they're working too.
Well, and everybody talks about how year after year you get the most improvement from a football team from week one to week two, because now you've had a chance to get out in game speed and game action and see things. You know, the passing game, you would assume that that's going to kind of take care of itself as time comes on. There's some targets out there.
Yeah, we've got some nice kids on the edge that we think once we get them the ball that they can run and make some plays for us. So that's going to be something that we continue to work on. And you know, again, a lot of that is nerves. We had some guys run the wrong routes at times or not recognize different coverages and things like that. So hopefully they get some of those nerves out of their system and we'll be ready to go and be able to make a little more plays in the air.
You bet. Well, Coach, are you healthy coming into this second ball game of the season? Did we get out of last week pretty good?
Yeah, got out of last week pretty good. You know, obviously they were really tired and probably a little dehydrated after sweating all night. But, we're healthy and ready to go.
Weather expected to be hot again tonight. Not many people talking too much about that after having to suffer through it last week. So I guess they're in pretty good condition now.
It kind of has been an afterthought. I mean, it is going to be 90 degrees and hot and humid and all that stuff. But it's not going to be 110 or whatever the heat index was the week before. So we feel good about our conditioning level, and that's one thing that we hope to use to our advantage. We really wanted to use that to our advantage against Clarinda last week, and hopefully that'll help us on Friday again.
Great. Well, we look forward to it tonight. 7:30 kickoff tonight at the Trojan Bowl. Hey, had a great road crowd last week. How about packing the home crowd, the home stadium here tonight? Nice to get that season off and going. Coach, good luck tonight. Wish you the best, and look forward to a Trojan victory.
Thank you.
You bet. That's Coach Nick Ross. I'm Jim Field. Thanks for joining us this week on Trojan Preview.